What's going on, everybody? It's Nick Costa with you for our latest Jersey Flight interview series episode. Bit of a state of the union here today as we welcome in head coach and general manager Terry Foster. Coach, glad to talk to you once again. And it's, you know, it's been a while. I know we've been communicating behind the scenes, but I would say it's now good for the fans to see your face once again as we are now just a little more than a month away from the season.
Yeah. Hello. And it is great to be back on. And, you know, I've been looking forward to having some new and concrete news to kind of talk about. So, you know, we've been postponing and saying we're going to do it and postponing, you know, due to some things that's been going on with the arena, with them having construction late in our season, and then just some changes that had to be made throughout the league schedule and everything. So now everything's concrete and we're ready to go. So, you know, let's let the flight community know what they can expect soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So based on our new schedule for the Jersey Flight, the season now kicks off near the end of May now, May 28th, home game against the Carolina Cobras. So, you know, just a, you know, slight modification, still eight games for a again, I know it was originally a 14-game season when the original schedule came out. But of course, then you go into now an eight-game schedule, basically a sprint now here for 2021. But open up with Carolina, and it's a little bit more, a little bit less than a week later, but still at the end of May around Memorial Day weekend, Jersey Flight kicks off with Carolina for that week one contest.
Yeah, and we kick off on a Friday night with some great competition. You know, the last time they played a game in the National Arena League, they were playing in the championship, and they dropped that one in a very good football game. So I know they're excited to get back out here. It's going to be some great competition for our inaugural contest in the National Arena League, and we're looking forward to it. That's going to be Military Appreciation Night as well, and First Responders Night. So we got a lot of activities that we're looking to try to get the fans involved with. And, you know, now they've upped us to having 2,000 fans. So we're looking forward to packing that house and, you know, putting on a great show with some great competition.
Yeah, the more the merrier, you know. So 2,000 fans, that's the plan right now. You never know, could increase as the season goes on. We'll see, but at least that's a nice start to get fans back in the building, of course, after no 2020 season. Some other housekeeping agenda here. Assistant coach Tom Manas is no longer with the Flight now. He is off. He's a head coach now. He was hired by the Albany Empire, who their former head coach Rob Keefe stepped down and left the league and went to another league. But now that coach Manas is now in Albany, it's more of a friendlier rivalry a little bit now.
Well,
once Jersey and Albany
really
faced each other this year,
it really does add to that capital city clash and everything. You know, it was already a little bit of an underlining thing there going on with us having some of, you know, the former Albany players that were there the last time they stepped on the field winning that championship with Tevin Homer, Calvin Fance, Jacoby Smith. You know, really looking forward to getting those guys going with us. So, you know, it's really a capital city clash. I'm really proud of Coach Manas, and I expect great things from him over there in Albany. Looking forward to seeing him in week two and continuing, you know, what we do as far as what we do here with the Flight. I spoke with him right before he sat down with his interview, and I told him, I said, Coach, here's the biggest thing that I want you to worry about. And he said, what's that? And I said, week two. So, yeah, I let him know from the start, nothing's going to change. This Flight doesn't stop. Whether rain, sleet, or snow, we're going. This Flight won't stop. So I'm excited for him, but at the same time, I'm excited for us. We are looking for a new offensive line coach. Hopefully, we can find someone local in the community. So if you're watching, if you know someone, you know, let us know. Keep them in touch with us. And, you know, let's try to get that position filled as quick as possible as the team is, you know, looking to come to camp soon.
So week two, of course, that is June 4th. That's a home game against the Albany Empire. That's also another Friday night, of course, right in Trenton.
And that's also going to be chamber night. So we'll look to have a lot of local businesses involved with us. Look to get that great chamber support that we've had. And, you know, they do such a great job in with our chambers with Laura Bucks and then the Princeton Mercer. Chamber, they do such a great job with helping us with getting out into the community and connecting us with people. So we really want to put together a great show for them week two in that Albany game. So, you know, looking forward to the first Capital City clash.
That is certainly going to be a hotly contested matchup this season here in the NAL. And of course, the second matchup is the final week of the regular season on July 17th on the road at Albany. So that's going to be another interesting matchup as well. So now that Coach Manas has moved on, Coach, just give us a little bit of a breakdown of the rest of the coaching staff for the fans out there who might not know these guys that well, but obviously they know you, they've seen you around on these and throughout the Trenton community as well. So give us a little bit of a breakdown about the rest of the coaching staff as we get closer now to the 2021 season.
You know, we're looking forward to Coach Alvarez taking over as our defensive coordinator. He's had a great career as a player in the AFL. And we're looking forward to see him take over the reins as the defensive coordinator. He's been doing a great job with the teams that he's been on as far as with assistant, with calling plays and things of that sort. So, we think he's going to step in and do a great job. We got some assistants over there on his side, John Valentine, who will be assisting over there with the DBs as well. And he'll also do some special teams work. Ex-player of mine, another guy that's looking to get into coaching and taking his first step into that here with us with the Jersey Flight this season. And then we have our defensive line coach, which is my dad, Danny Foster. Very excited to get him back with us. Extremely excited to get him back with us. He was on the sideline with me when I was coaching my team down in Detroit. I started my coaching career with him as his defensive coordinator at Southwestern High School back in Detroit when I first stopped playing. So, I'm excited to get him back. Just the experience that he has from being a head coach, from being, a coach on the sideline, coaching on the college level, and just being a true leader. I'm excited to have him on my staff and be there to keep me grounded and, keep me kind of in pocket. So I look forward to that. And then we have, two coaches that were on the previous staff with the Flight that I felt like were great with the community, great guys, and have a extreme amount of knowledge, from the indoor game and from just playing and being around football in itself with Coach Kelly Logan, who will be one of the defensive assistants. We're looking forward to having him on the staff and coming back and, kind of refueling the things that they had going late in the season with the Flight as they pushed into the playoffs in 2019 in the AAL and the losing cause to the eventual champion, the Rough Riders. But looking forward to having him. And then Coach Stacy Johnson, who's been around the game, played at a high level, played at the University of Michigan. So that's kind of me and his tie. Him being a Jersey cat, but then coming down to Michigan, me being a Michigan cat and now coming into Jersey. I talked to him a lot. He's been great with, helping me out in the area and just doing some things on the business side as well. So looking forward to him being on the staff and doing some things with us. Late in the offseason this year, I picked up Coach Ryan Venna to help us out on the offensive side once we lost Coach Payton, who also took a step away. He was originally our offensive coordinator. I picked up Coach Venna. He's going to help on the offensive side with coaching the quarterbacks. I'm picking up with the receivers and going to be the offensive coordinator. So that's kind of rounding out the staff for right now. I've had a couple of candidates that I've been talking to as far as come in and replenish our staff at that O-line spot. So I'm looking to, finish out and bring in someone else that can definitely take care of the job.
Now the staff is basically back into place as we get closer to training camp. And speaking of training camp, what's the exact reporting date? How are these players dealing with it? The fact they're finally going to be back on a field practicing and getting ready for a season. Give us the lowdown with training camp coming up as the season now again is only a little more than a month away.
The league only allots us 21 days prior to the start of the season, prior to the very first game that we play in. So with our season starting May 28th, we're allowed to start camp May 7th. So the guys will start to report in right around the 4th and 5th to start getting physicals and meetings taken care of. And then that way on the 7th, we're ready to rock and roll. So starting May 7th, we'll have the guys in camp. We'll start doing some community events, getting out in the public, getting over to some schools as they start to open back up, but definitely staying socially distanced to keep these guys healthy, monitoring what we do, especially dealing with the COVID regulations that we'll have, and just making sure that, we kind of keep the guys as closed off as possible as we can so that we can keep them around with like what you said. We have a short, a little quick sprint You know, of 8 games. Then we got 2 bye weeks at the end of the season as we look to push into these playoffs. So we got to try to keep the guys healthy. So, you know, that's kind of how we're looking at it as we start to step into camp.
Now, are there any more plans for one more additional open tryout for the team?
We do have plans for it, and I'm glad you brought that up. Right now, we're in the planning stages, and what you want to do if you're an athlete that's still looking, as we have made some transitions on our roster, and we are continuing to make some transitions on our roster, we are going to have another workout. What you probably want to do is get in touch with Chris Pettis, who is our recruiting coordinator, and he will definitely – get you some information on it. I'll get you guys that number. Actually, you know what? Give a call to our 609-310-1233 number, and we'll get you directed over to Coach Pettis. But we are expecting to have that workout probably May 1st, right down there in the Trenton area. So looking to just finalize those plans out. And as we get them, you know, those plans finalized, we'll go ahead and get it on all of our social media. We have it's going to be a limited number that we accept as far as walk-ins for the open tryout, specifically because there were some guys from the previous tryouts that we've had that we want to take another look at, that we definitely want to give an opportunity to, you know, get into camp. So that's kind of how we're looking at doing that one. So, you know, definitely reach out to us so that we can let you know right where you stand. You know, we're not in the business of just having guys come out and, you know, spend their money when we know really what we are kind of, you know, in search for, you know, certain positions, you know, that we're kind of stacked in, and we definitely probably won't be signing unless, you know, you definitely could come in and really be a playmaker. So, you know, we'll keep that, we'll keep that very transparent with you. So contact us, and that open tryout in Jersey is coming.
So as far as the roster is concerned now, Coach, there's a lot of different playmakers on this team. Of course, you're not naming starters yet. We didn't even get the training camp yet. There's no depth chart yet. But again, like last year when we were talking about, you know, obviously before the season was canceled, this roster is pretty loaded on paper. You got a nice mix of veterans from the old AFL, some other leagues as well. Some guys coming back from last year as well. So you have virtually not the exact same roster as 2020 they had that was loaded on paper, but you have a lot of those guys back, some additional guys, some guys left, some guys came in as well. So, you know, without really, you know, giving too much away, and of course, you know, naming starters right here in April, I mean, who are some of these guys that you're excited about moving forward for the 2021 season?
You know, I'm truly excited about the roster as a whole. And yes, we're all excited about what they've been able to do throughout their careers athletically and things of that sort on the field. But you know, I get the luxury of having the conversations with these guys, the relationship building that's been going on, you know, throughout the team, just through our little chat messages and everything. I'm excited to get them all in the same place, just to get the mix of this, of the characters together, and to pull in, you know, the cohesiveness that's already begun, and just continue on that. Just the conversations that we've been able to have with the guys individually and collectively. You know, I think we got a really special group, a group that are all coming in here for one reason. And that reason is to win a championship. You know, a lot of people, every team comes into it saying it's championship or bust. It's championship or bust. Or it's, you know, if we don't win the championship, then the season wasn't a success. You know, I think throughout our locker room, that echoes, and that's truly our thought process. I don't think you're going to find any of our guys coming into camp looking for a handout. I think everyone understands the level of competition that it's going to be. And I think throughout our conversations from our coaching staff to the players, I think that's expressed. And I think through our initial conversations that was expressed. And I think that's why we got the group that we have here, because they all wanted to come in a competitive situation. You know, a lot of these guys, they need that type of structure. They strive on that type of structure, and that's when they play best. And, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to take them to a level that they can't take themselves. So, you know, we're excited about camp starting, and not just because of the athletic ability. If I had to point out a position group, though, because I kind of know that's what people are looking for, I will have two. I think we have the best receiving core from top to bottom in the NAL, probably in any indoor or arena type setting. You know, our offensive line and defensive line, it speaks for itself. So those three groups, along with the DB core, I guess I just named our whole team because everyone knows what we have at quarterback. So, you know, I try not to really say it in a fashion to where I'm being arrogant or cocky about it, but I am extremely confident about the team that we have here in Jersey, and I hope that the league understands that.
So a couple more things here for you, Coach. So obviously, you're very excited about this team, so fans should be very excited. So what are the plans right now as far as season tickets for these fans? You mentioned before 2,000 fans is the capacity right now inside the arena. What are we looking for? What are we looking at here for fans that want to get to either renew those season tickets or, you know, hop on the train now before the before it leaves the station to a championship later this year?
You want to get on that phone and you want to dial 609-310-1233 today, all right? And you want to start getting those season tickets. We got packages that start at, $65 and that run all the way up to $130. So what you want to do is get on the phone. As we said, we got 2,000 tickets, and they actually go on sale today. Get an officer call. And you have to do it through our offices right now. The arena box office won't start collecting ticket sales until, I believe, next week, as they're in the process of getting their staffing back to get everything taken care of. But we are going to go ahead and start getting things rolling on our end. So you can hit the line and visit us on our website. You'll also be able to purchase straight from the website. And the packages will be outlined and detailed there. I just got off the phone with the arena, and they gave us the okay to start to get out here and go ahead and start getting things done. So we're very excited about being able to have fans in the arena first off, because at one point it was a time where they were saying they didn't think we were going to be able to have fans. Then we were at with 10% of the arena. And then, you know, now I think we're pushed to 20% of the arena and, you know, looking forward to continue to grow. But we're looking to put in as many butts as they're allowing us. So, you know, get on the phone, purchase those tickets, come out and watch a great product, come out and watch a great organization with a great leader in front of it that's from the community, that's looking to continue to try to build this community, and our owner, Mr. Samaya Subabu. So, you know, come get to learn us. And when we get to town on the 7th, don't be afraid to come and check us out. Everything will be posted on when we're practicing and how we're practicing. We will have open practices to the fans, especially on those weekends when we do our little inter-squad scrimmages and everything. So, you know, that you can get familiar with us and get to know us.
One last thing here for you, Coach. I have to ask you, how excited are you right now, considering, you know, we talked so many times over the last calendar year. We're going back to, you know, winter of 2019, early winter of 2020. We're like, okay, first year in the NAL, Jersey Flight. Here we go. Trenton's going to be back on the map here for the indoor game. And, of course, the NAL season just could not happen this year after many attempts, you know, with the shortened seasons, different types of arguments were thrown out there. But no season last year. It's been, 2 years now since you've been coaching in a live football game on the field and in the arena. So you got to tell me right now, because I haven't heard it from you yet, how excited are you to get back on that field in just a little bit more than a month on May 28th in front of the home fans in Trenton?
You know, I'm getting together all my plans. I'm packing my stuff up. I'm actually about to leave Myrtle Beach here next week. And I still don't think that it's really hit me that it's definitely going to happen yet. You know, with everything that's been changing due to COVID, and, you know, I kind of just still sit back and kind of just wait. But, you know, I think once the second and third hits of May, and the guys are really starting to come in town, I think they'll hit me then. And then I think I'll be able to kind of relax a little bit and get into my mode of where, yeah, it's time to get it done. So, you know, right now I'm still at the kind of a little bit of a standstill as I'm starting to try to finalize all of the plans and take care of everything that the guys are going to need, because that's where I'm at now. I've kind of shifted from the general manager kind of standpoint, and I'm kind of passing that over to Harrison a little bit and to the rest of the front office that we've hired. And I'm getting into player mode and coach mode. So I'm starting to make sure that I got everything taken care of for those guys as they get ready to come into town. And, you know, for some of them, they've never been to, you know, this side of the world. So, you know, we got guys coming from Beijing, who actually I wanted to mention. You know, he was drafted last week in the second round of the Canadian Football League to the BC Lions. So very excited for him. Actually waiting on word back. I think we're going to get word back that they're not going to be able to come into camp because I'm hearing it from some other players. That's what they've been hearing from their organizations as well. So got a couple of more local signings coming up that was waiting on the Canadian League as well. So, you know, we're looking pretty good and ready to start getting everything finalized. So I'm excited about those things. I'll be more excited about the season, as I said, once the guys get here and get in the locker room and I can start hearing all of those voices and hearing those pads clatter. So you know, that's what I'm looking forward to and waiting on.
Nothing better than hearing those shoulder pads hit each other, hands getting on them, you know, helmets cracking a little bit, that ball being thrown throughout on our practice field and, of course, the game field in just a little bit more than a month. Coach, thanks for joining me today. I personally can't wait. I can't wait to be back in a booth calling a football game. You know, it's been since now the fall for high school season for me, so I can't wait to be back in the arena game and kick off this 2021 NAL season with Jersey as they take on Carolina on May 20th. It's going to be exciting, and I appreciate you joining me. And
Thank you for having me. I can't wait
till you get to Jersey, man.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, you know, the next time we do a show, we'll be sitting right next to each other. And I look forward to that. I want to definitely thank SFBN for everything that they've done throughout the offseason to making sure that we've been able to, you know, keep our brand going and get these guys out here and let the fans know who we are and see a different side of those guys. And, you know, just a great job that you've done with interviewing these guys through the offseason when we haven't really had anything else to do but talk. You know, I'm just so excited to be able to get you guys back into, you know, what your original realm is and the things that you do best as far as, you know, doing our play calling and our play by play and everything. And then that staff that we, you know, as a whole with Ari and yourself and Harrison that we've put together for the production crew for game day that I also wanted you to go ahead and introduce and kind of talk about a little bit before we got off. You know, so, yeah, tell us about that, you know, on game day. Who can they expect to hear?
So obviously you're going to get me, you know, for those who are lucky enough to even get me, of course, they'll get me there. Lisa Roman's going to be our sideline reporter. We're going to do something a little bit different as well. Haj is going to be joining us as well. We're going to do a little something different that we usually don't do in normal football broadcast settings. So I'll be in the booth. The two of them are going to be on the ground. They're going to be like the eyes and ears, so to speak, of what's going on down there. So they'll both provide an analysis, some sideline reports as well. We'll try to get, I mean, I don't know if we're going to get you guys totally mic'd up, but we're going to try to talk to you guys during the game. Maybe say, hey, coach, you know, what are you running here real quick? And, you know, what's Warren or Danny going to throw here and who's going to catch, you know, all that good stuff. So I'm excited about our broadcast team. I can't wait to, you know, get us all together in a room and at least do some kind of mock broadcast and obviously go over some other details. And of course, I've, you know, just get back in a booth and, you know, get back to football season, of course.
And then on our play by play for our PA announcer inside of the arena, we've got Matt Nelson. And Matt, he's a local guy from the area, has been in broadcasting for some time. He used to do the Harlem Globetrotter games, exactly. You know, so we look forward to having him aboard with us. Look forward to, you know, his start into the arena game and being back home. You know, so as we've been in the offseason working on our end to put together, you know, what looked like an all-star team, I think you put together an all-star team as well. And I wanted to recognize that and thank you.
Yeah, I hope so. And we'll be sure to deliver a great product. Again, Lisa Roman, Haj Shabazz, they're going to be joining me, Nick Kosko, in the booth, on the sideline as well, all over the place. And we're going to hopefully give the best product out there broadcasting the NAL season this year. Coach, thanks for joining me today and can't wait to see you in Jersey.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, coach.